Officials in Lake George are using mats to try to suffocate the intruder in Lake George. The Asian clam can spread rapidly, but are localized in areas of Lake George. To control and eradicate the infestation, benthic mats were laid over the colonies to cut off the oxygen supply. Divers finished laying those mats last week, and a waiting game now begins. It will be spring before officials know if the clams were eliminated. Lake George Park Commission Executive Director Dave Wick expects a high kill rate.
We've greatly increased the level of effort on the matting in terms of the amount of weight that is put down on the mats and the length of time that the mats are going to be in the water. The traditional had been 45 days. We're now leaving them in all the way through the winter for over 200 days. And we've been out the last few days. We're actually out on the lake today taking dissolved oxygen samples, and the results are very promising so far. The oxygen levels are down already to a rate where the clams can't survive. So we have a very optimistic attitude that 100% kill rate in the treated areas is possible.
But Wick says if a 100% kill rate is not achieved, new management strategies will have to be considered.
It's not that anything less than 100% wouldn't be viable, but the challenge that we have with Asian clams in Lake George is they grow so prolifically that if we have an area that has 100,000 clams in it and we have a 95% kill rate, that still leaves 5,000 clams there that can repopulate extremely quickly and take over that same area that we just treated. And due to the cost of the treatment methods, it's not a real sustainable thing for us to do every year. That's going to be a real challenge for us to find that level of funding every year, so we may have to take a look strategically at the long term.
Fund for Lake George Executive Director Eric Tsai says Lake George faces a daunting challenge in dealing with invasives, and the state needs to be more involved in prevention.
The commission, much to its credit, has produced a comprehensive prevention plan for invasives and the introduction of invasives into Lake George. We're on the verge of being able to implement that program, and there is a funding need that stands in the way, something between $500,000 and $1 million to put this prevention plan in place and protect Lake George from invasives. But the powers that be in Albany need to step up and provide the necessary resources so that the prevention plan can be put in place.
The Asian clam is not the only danger to Lake George. The Lake George Park Commission also heard from residents asking that they impose a lake-wide ban on phosphorus fertilizers. Assembly Point resident Lisa Adamson was among those who approached the commission with the request.
I have been walking with several friends and seeing the effects of both stormwater runoff and trying to work with area environmental groups and scientists, which have also understood the detrimental effects of fertilizing our lawns. The lake is on a tipping point. It's currently got a double A status, meaning it's an oligotrophic lake that can regenerate itself. And regeneration has everything to do with oxygenation. But with the algal blooms and all the other stresses taking up more and more of the oxygen, then it's not able to keep doing that. And then we're going to start seeing a murky situation.
The Lake George Park Commission's Dave Wick says there is merit to having the commission assess a lake-wide phosphorus fertilizer ban. Three lakeside communities have already imposed such a ban. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.